John, I think that's the third time now I've heard your position in CAP, and you haven't deviated, or the RSPB haven't deviated, and I'm sure you'll not be surprised that I haven't deviated either, and I can't agree with you in moving anything from Pillar 1 into Pillar 2 for agri-environmental schemes, where I'm fully supportive of agri-environmental schemes. I don't think that's the right way to go. One thing I would ask, and it slightly concerned me in your presentation there when you were talking, and maybe it's more of a way you presented it or something, you said, you were talking about birds of prey and the killing of birds of prey. And I hope I picked you up and wrong, but you seem to be almost insinuating that farmers were responsible for the deliberate killing of birds of prey. Now I'm happy enough to listen to the recording again, Chairman, but I would hate for that mindset even to be there in RSPB, that there are farmers out there going on that.
No, that wasn't how I meant to put it across in any way, you know, but what I did mean to say was that it is an issue, you know, and it is happening in the countryside. It may be from a range of different people, we're not sure, but what we are sure of is that it does happen on farmland quite a lot of the time. I don't think we would say, you know, that it's a particular group of people that are always doing it, but it is still an issue out there at the moment.
It was just the way in the flow of your presentation and where it falls in your presentation.
I think it was maybe just because it was related to single farm payment.
I was in the middle of single farm payment, and I think that, you know, was a dangerous message even to come out from the RSPB, never mind coming out from this committee chair. So that was just really just a few points I wanted to clear up.
Okay.